So this shit is English. So do I have to give an alternate date? I prefer Jewish dates. But the 4th of August will be the next year. Gimel Menachem Av. Next week is Shavuos Vetames, and a week later I will be away. Tonight's shir is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Moshe Yehoshua Ben Reb Yosef Shaul. Tonight is the Yortzeit, or today was the Yortzeit. The late father of my dear friend Reb Yossel Zimmer. We know each other probably longer than anyone else sitting in this room. And I spent time in Reb Yossel's home when he lived in Antwerp many years ago. I used to come once a year for a weekend of our Batzis Torah in Antwerp. That was many years ago. I think it was about 100 years ago, but I do not remember exactly. And I know Reb Yosef and his family since then. The Tata Zalzana, Melitz Yosha, of the Ganze Meshbuch Yishad, Father would be a Melitz Yosha, and the Torah we learn today is Le'ilui Nishmas Shenuach B'Sholom HaMishkavoi, and the Zimmer family should only know Simchas and Naches and Brius Toivo. So in this week's Parsha we learn Parshas Pinchas. And Parshas Pinchas is one of the two Parshias in which we learn the dinim of all Korbonos Tzibur. And that will be the topic we will be discussing today. Tmidin v'musafin. Bisman shebeis ha-migdash ha-yukayim. There are many, many different Korbonos that we brought. But the basics were Korbonos Tzibur. Shnei tmidin b'chol yoyim. Tomet shel Shachar and Tomet shel Beinu Arbayim, and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Moed, we also brought Korbanos HaMusafim, and that is the topic we will be discussing today. So in Parshas Emor, we learn the Korbanos in a more abbreviated and shorter formulation, and in Parshas Pinchas, all the Korbanos Tzibur Be'arichos Gedolah. Starting off with the Shnei Tmidim B'chol Yoyim. Tzavos B'nei Yisrael V'yamartu Aleihem Hizkabu Nirach Mili She'Reach Nechoyach Tishmeru L'Akravli V'Bo Yadoi. V'amartu Aleihem, Zehu Isha Asher Takrivu L'Hashem K'vosem B'nei Yisrael Tamimim Shnayim Liyamaru Tomid Esa Keves Echarech Tasa V'Boikar V'Esa Keves Hasheni Tasa Bein Hu Arbayim. And we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Tomet Shel Shachar and Tomet Shel Bein Hu Arbayim. Are they considered two separate mitzvahs? Or one mitzvah. And the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvot Asei, Lamed Tet, the Rambam designates one slot. In the Minyan of Taryag, there is one slot for Shnei Atmidim. Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Bein Hu Arbayim, according to the Rambam, is one mitzvah. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban appears in Shichachas Halavim Tezvav. The Ramban argued two mitzvahs. Mitzvah number one is mitzvah number two. So why would the Rambam include them both in one mitzvah? According to the Rambam, we're dealing with two mitzvahs. Leiv Sameach is one of the important Noisei Kalim, one of the important commentators of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. So on Mishneh Torah, we all know the Magid Mishneh, the Kesef Mishneh, the Lecha Mishneh, the Mishneh Nomelech. But the Rambam has another set of supporters or commentators in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and that is Megillas Esther, Leiv Sameach. And the Leiv Sameach says, yes. So the Posek does give two separate mitzvahs. Esa keves echad, tasa b'voika, esa keves hasheni, tasa beinu arbayim. But on the other hand, the Torah also brings them both together. And the Posek says, V'yomar to them, Zehu Shetikim Hashem, Kvosem B'nei Shono, Shnayim Le'yoyim, Oilu Tamid. So this posik is one mitzvah for both midim. Shnayim Le'yoyim, Oilu Tamid. I think it's more reasonable to assume that it doesn't depend on the lashon of the posuk, but rather on the nature and the essence of the mitzvah. And this is the Rambam's opinion across the board, because Shnei Tmidim, Shel Shachar v'Shel Beinu Arbayim are not the only mitzvah in which we perform twice a day, starting off with Kriya Shema, Kriya Shema Shel Shachar and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So Kriyas Shema is not associated with the Beis HaMikdash. It is a mitzvah which is incumbent upon each and every individual, b'kol mokoyim, b'kol hazman. So Kriyas Shema Shachas and Kriyas Shema Sharavis. The Rambam, once again, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzviyud, one slot for both Kriyas Shema Shachas v'Arvis. K'toyres shel Shachar and K'toyres shel Beinu Arbaim in the Beis HaMikdash every day. There were K'toyres on the Mizbeach HaPinimi twice a day. Mitzvah says Sechofches, one mitzvah. What else? The Rambam's opinion is that twice a day they were Meitav and Madlikas and Neiris and Menoiris and Mora. According to the Rashba, many Rishonim, it was once a day. According to the Rambam, twice a day. And nevertheless, the Rambam, Mitzvah Sechofches, one mitzvah. So I think that Tmidim, Korvim Tamid, Shachar Vabeinu Abayim, is no different than K'toyres, than Atoves Aneres Vahad Lakoson in Menoire twice a day, Kriyashma Shach Zaharis. And by all these mitzvahs, the Rambam includes both in one slot, one mitzvah. So I don't think it depends on the Lashon of the Pasuk. Because on one Pasuk, there's a separate Sivui on Shachar and Ben Warbaim. In the other Pasuk, we have one mitzvah, including the both. Shnayim Liyoyim Oilu Tomid. Doesn't depend on the Lashon of the Pasuk. It depends on the essence of the mitzvah. So the Ramban feels two mitzvahs, the Rambam, and that is a basic rule, as we see in the Rambam. It's interesting why the Ramban doesn't disagree with the Rambam regarding Kriya Shema, and he does disagree with the Rambam regarding Shnei Semidim. So in Yom HaChavav Omed Aleph, we learn about the Paisos that they did every day in the Beis HaMikdash, the lots. So they had, what is it called in English? A lot, a lottery, a pious. A lottery? So we don't mean the lottery in which you make a lot of money, or rather you lose a lot of money in lotteries. But every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a lottery. Who will be the one that will be Zoche Tomid? And the one that was Zoche Tomid Shel Shachar also got a bonus. He got the Tomid Shel Bein Uvarbaim. And some Achronim argue this proves that they're one mitzvah. If they're not much more mitzvah, why would they be only just one lottery? Why the Kohen that was Zoich and Tomis Shachar also has the privilege of Tomis Shel Bein Uvarbaim?
This is one mitzvah. What's the kasha from Ramban?
It doesn't depend on the Vav HaChibur. According to the Ramban, it is Shtei Mitzvahs. Because two commands, Ezekeves Awecha Tasa Baboike, Ezekeves Hashem Tasa Ben Mabayim. The verb isn't relevant. So according to the Rambam, it's two mitzvahs. But as I explained, I think according to the Rambam, it doesn't depend on the lesson of the Pasuk. By essence, Shnei Tmidim are no different than Ketoreh Shashacha, Ketoreh Ben Mabayim, Menoira, which twice a day the Kohen lit, and Kriya Shema, which is Kishmas Shachas and Kishmas Shalavis. And the Rambam's opinion by all these four mitzvahs is that they're both included in one mitzvah. So does that prove anything? The fact that there was only one pious, and the Kohen that was Zoicha in Tomid Shel Shachar also got the Tomid Shel Bein Uvarbaim. Does that prove that it's one mitzvah? Not at all, because in that very same sugi we learn that Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, the Kohen that was Zoicha in Tomid Shel Shachar was also Zoicha in the Musaf. And Tmidim v'Mesofen definitely are two different mitzvahs. They're not the same korban. And Afal Piken, nevertheless, the Kohen that was Zoicha Tomid Shel Shachar was also Zoicha in the Musaf. So this proves that the pious is not indicative. It does not indicate. It does not depend whether it's one mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs, and that seems to be very clear. However, in my opinion, and this is a point I make very often, almost every time where I'm a falpel and sefer mitzvahs. Because in my opinion, and this is contrary to what many, many achrayim and gedolim feel, in the vast majority of mitzvahs, in which we find the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, are there two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? I just bring as an example. Hafroshes and Samaises, Venisinosan, Lakoyin, Velalevi, Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. Are these one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? And I generally feel that these Machlokes do not depend on the essence and the nature of mitzvahs. They depend more on the rationale, how we define the number Taryag. So in Minyan HaMitzvahs, when do we include two commands, two precepts, two inyanim in one mitzvah, and when do we separate them? But the machlokes is, what is the rationale and what is the methodology of achieving the magical number of tar yad? Not always is the machlokes in the essence of the mitzvahs, or the nature of the mitzvahs, or the definition of the mitzvahs. It is more about how do we define a mitzvah regarding the number of tar yad. And I feel the same regarding all four mitzvahs that I mentioned. So, Tomitz Shachar and Tomitz Arba'in Arba'im, are there one mitzvah or the two mitzvahs? To me, it's clear as daylight. Of course, there are two mitzvahs. The fact is, Einon Ma'akrim Zeh Zeh. If it would be one mitzvah, and you only have one animal, you can't be Mekayim a half a mitzvah. But the fact is, the halacha is, you could bring Tomitz Shachar even if you don't have a Tomitz Arba'in Arba'im. And if you skip for any reason the Tomitz Shachar, there was a fire, and we couldn't be Ma'akrim Tomitz Shachar, you're still being the Tomitz Arba'in Arba'im. So that proves they are two mitzvahs. But in the methodology of counting Taryag, the Rambam feels, it's the same Isa, which you need to do twice a day. So in the number of Taryag, they only have one slot. But the mere fact that they're not Ma'akav Zeh means that they're two mitzvahs. That is why Tefillin Shel'ad and Tefillin Shel'Rosh are two mitzvahs. Why? Because Ein Ma'akvim Zeze, that proves that there are two mitzvahs. So the Rambam does count Tefillin Shel'ad and Tefillin Shel'Rosh as two separate mitzvahs. Why? Because they're different by their nature. Zeh al-Rosh veZeh al-Yad. But any mitzvah which both are exactly the same, but we need to perform this mitzvah twice a day, the Rambam counts them as one. But in any other test, they are two. If they would be one, they should be ma'akev zeh zeh. So Kriya Shema. If you forgot to recite Krishma in the morning, you slept, you skipped Zman Krishma, so you wouldn't say Krishma Shel Arvis, or for any reason, you missed Krishma Shel Arvis. You were busy, you're on the way, you're on a plane, you overslept, you didn't even matter. Won't you say Krishma Shel Shachar? Of course you would. That proves that there are two mitzvahs. Einon ma'akvim zeh ezeh. So in any other inyan, and by any other yardstick, I don't think there's any machlokes Rambam in Ramban. I don't think there's any nafka min el halacha in the machlokes Rambam in Ramban, whether Tumit Shel Shachar and Tumit Shel Arba'im are one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. No nafka min whatsoever. Because in essence, in reality, of course, there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is boike and one mitzvah is ben arba'im. So the machlokes Rambam min Ramban is, what is the philosophy of taryag? What is the methodology? When do we define two mitzvahs as separate, and when do we say they only have one slot? But the machlokes is only nergeya minyan mitzvahs. It has no other practical implication. That's clear to me. So this is a different approach, bechlal, and the many machlokes Rambam min Ramban and other Rishonim. Are there two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? And in the majority of cases, the way I see it, it's only a machlokes in minyan. It's not a machlokes in the essence. No. So I said, if it's one mitzvah, there would be ma'akev. Atcheles eina ma'akev is a lavan. A lavan ma'akev is a tcheles. That's a Mishnah Menuchas. So tcheles and lavan definitely are one mitzvah. And afal piken, tcheles eina ma'akev is a lavan. But that's different. That is because lovin is ikar and tcheles is tofel. Tcheles is of secondary importance. Tcheles is supplementary to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah of tzitzis is to have shmoine chutin shel tzitzis. And that is defined as lovin. Lovin means shmoine chutin, arba kfulim. Tcheles is coloring, not more than coloring. So tcheles is part of mitzvah tzitzis. It's not a separate mitzvah. So why isn't it ma'akev? Because in many mitzvahs we have chelke mitzvah she'eino ma'akvim, because they're of secondary importance. But kriya shema she'shachres kriya shema shel arvis. Eize ikev ve'eize tofel. Tomet shel shachar ve'tomet shel beinu abayim. None is more important than the other. Goes without saying. They're exactly the same. It's Shachris v'Arvis. So if one is not more important than the other, and it's not that one is the Ikka mitzvah and the other one is secondary, supplementary, then why ain't they ma'akev one another? It's just like Arba Chutin or Arba Kanfois. Arba Kanfois Shebetzitzis are one mitzvah and one is ma'akev the other. If you have enough for three kanfois, you're not ma'akev a mitzvah at all, and you're not allowed to put on that beged. And we won't say it's better to be mekayim three mitzvahs with three kanfis and be mevatel one mitzvah because one knaf doesn't have tzitzis. No. All those dalet kanfis are one mitzvah. And if you have three, minus one diminishes the entire mitzvah. You have no mitzvah whatsoever. So if tumit shel shachar and tumit shel beinu abayim, if kriya shema shel shachar shel shalavis would be one mitzvah, they would be ma'akav one another. And because it's a mitzvah de pshita, they're not one another, it proves the two mitzvahs. It's not like tchelis and lovin, because tchelis is only secondary. Tchelis is just the coloring of lovin. And that is why we find many sources in Agadat. For instance, the Gemara Menachos Mem Gemara Nun Beis. Tchelis is choysim shel zahav, and lovin is choysim shel tit. And choysim shel tit is more fundamental and basic than choysim shel zahav. So, the basic reasoning is, sometimes two halakim of one mitzvah are not me'akev one the other. But that is only when there is ikar and tofel. But if a mitzvah has two parts, and both have the same level of significance and importance, then they're me'akev one another. And if they're not me'akev, it proves two separate mitzvahs. So, the way I see it, there is no machloikis Rambam and Ramban regarding the essence of mitzvahs at the midim. Everybody agrees that essentially there are two mitzvahs, and that's why they're not makam one the other. The Rambam's basic approach is every mitzvah that we are to perform twice a day, even though essentially two mitzvahs, but in the minyan of Tayyad, they're always counted as one. Kriya Shema is one mitzvah. We need to perform the mitzvah twice a day. Same goes for Hadlokas HaMenorah. Same goes for Ketores. Same goes for Tumas HaShachar and Tumas HaRabbeinu Abayim. Question number two. So in Mitzvahs HaTamidim, we find the basic tzivui. Tzavis b'nei Yisroel v'omartu elehem. Tzavis b'nei Yisroel v'omartu elehem es karboni lachmi leisha reach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrov li b'moyadoi. And this is the mitzvah shnei smidim, shnei kvosim b'nei shon otomimim shnayim liyoyim oilotomid. So the pasuk says Tzavis b'nei Yisroel, and the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs going back to Mitzvahs Lamedes. Shitzivonu lahakrev shnei tamidim b'chol yom. Shitzivonu. In the midst of Ketores, mitzvah sasei chavches, shitzivu hakoyhanim. The mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah, mitzvah sasei chavhei, shinitztavu hakoyhanim. Tamidim shitzivonu. So the brisker of Klei Migdosh, Perik Beis, Halocha Ches, the brisker of says, Kovet Oisibur is a mitzvah which rests upon Klal Yisrael. It is the tzibur that needs to bring Kovet Oisibur. It is the Kehanim that can do the actual avoidance in the base of Mikdash. But the Kehanim are Shlich Adidan. The mitzvah is the mitzvah which rests upon the tzibur. Torah is different. Menorah is different. Because Torah is not a korban. Ktoiris is avoidus hakoyanim. Not only avoidus hakoyanim, it's mitzvus hakoyanim. Hadlokas HaMenorah is the mitzvah of koyanim. Regarding Ktoiris and Hadlokas HaMenorah, the koyanim are not shluchei didan. It is their mitzvah. Korban Oisibur is our mitzvah. It is a korban tzibur. So the koyanim are our agents. They are the ones that In practicality, they are the ones to be makir the karbonos. But it is our mitzvah to bring the karbonos, just like the korban yochid, the chatos, the oshom, the toido. These are the mitzvahs which rest upon the individual. The transgressor brings his chatos. The aledes brings her korban. And mitzvah brings his karbonos. These are karbonos yochid. And the mitzvah is upon the yochid, the one that's chayiv in korban. The same regarding korbanos sivar. Korbanos sivar is shitzivanu. And that is based on the lesson of the posuk tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'omarto eileihem. And it's very obvious in Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch Tov Aleph deals with the Shnei Smidim. And the Chinuch, Kedarka B'Kodesh, in every mitzvah he writes, if the mitzvah is not performed, who is the one to pay the price? And he says, if we didn't bring Korban Tomid, then the Oynish is upon Klal Yisrael, U'B'Yoyser Al HaKoyhani. And that's fundamental rule. U'B'Yoyser Al HaKoyhani. The Koyanim are actually part of Klal Yisrael. And this is the mitzvah resting upon Klal Yisrael because it's a Korban Sivur. And if for any reason we did not bring the Tomid, we all bear responsibility. Everyone that it was biyodai. So if we didn't bring it because we didn't have enough animals, so anybody that was aware of the shortfall bears responsibility. U'biyoyser ala koyanim. Why biyoyser ala koyanim? And that is pure logic. Because the more it is biyodcha, the more responsibility you bear. You are there. So some people live 15,000 miles away. What could they do? It wasn't within their power to see to it that we bring the Korban Tomid. So even by halachic definition, the mitzvah rests upon the entirety of Klal Yisrael. It's the mitzvah of all of us. But it is primarily upon those that had the means. They could make the difference. And that is why the definition of the chinuch is an interesting definition. Klal Yisrael bears responsibility. U'biyoyser ala koyanim. Not by halachic definition, by halachic criteria, because it's mitzvah satzibur, and the koyanim are part of the tzibur. But the koyanim are the ones that are there. They are in the base of Mikdash, and probably they have more input, and they, if they would care, they would have the possibility to see to it, to turn to the community and make them aware. And therefore it is biyoisa ala koyanim. But it is very clear in Sefer HaChinuch that the mitzvah rests upon Klal Yisrael. And I also think that could be proven from the Agadah that we find twice in Shas and Sanhedrin and a Megillah Dav Gimel. So Megillah Dav Gimel, once again at the end of Sanhedrin, Chazal tell the story of Yeshua ben Nun b'Shas Kibush Oretz. And Yeshua goes out for a stroll in the night and he sees a military man, an officer, and he doesn't recognize him. Neither does he recognize his uniform. And he says, Halonu at im lutzurenu. Which side are you on? You don't look familiar to me. Are you one of us, or are you one of the enemy? And he says, Sar tzvo Hashem ani. I'm an angel. And I was sent by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to address you. And Yeshua is taken aback, and Yeshua says, so what is it? And the Malach says, Emesh bitaltem tomet shel beinu arbayim, v'hayom bitaltem minatoiro. So the angel tells Yeshua, I am to reprimand you for two transgressions. Yesterday you didn't bring the tomet shel beinu arbayim, v'hayom bitaltem minatoiro, bitl toiro. So he claims Yeshua, Emesh bitaltem tomet shel beinu arbayim. It's not the Kohenim that bear responsibility, because then the Malach would appear before the Kohen Gadol. He is the one responsible. So why is the Malach sent to Yeshua ben Nun? Because Yeshua ben Nun, after Moshe Rabbeinu's demise, he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. He is the one that bears ultimate responsibility, because he is the king and he's in charge. And this once again proves that the mitzvah satmidim rests upon Klal Yisrael. And unlike Hedukas HaMenorah or Aktoras HaKtoiris, which is the mitzvah of the Kohanim, exclusively of the Kohanim, and no one else bears responsibility. We also find the Masechet Tanis, the concept of Ma'amodos. So each city and each town in Eretz Yisrael had Anshei Ma'amad, and they used to come to Yerushalayim on a designated date, and they used to fast and daven in Yerushalayim, and those were Anshei Ma'amad. And the Yerushalmi in Psochim in Perekei explains what are the Ma'amodos about. Because there is a locha that anybody that brings a korban must personally come to Yerushalayim and bring the korban, and it's tzorech la'amoid al korbonoi. So who brings the korban as sibar? So we need a representation of all the communities of Israel, of all the shvotim, to be oimed al korban. And those were anshei ma'amad. So once again, it is our korban, and it is the tzibah that brings these korbanos. So just like a yochid that brings a korban needs to stand on his korban, so korban is siva, there needs to be representation of kol shifti Yisrael to be oimed al korban, and those were the mamodos, those were the anshei mamed that came from all the cities and towns to Yerushalayim each and every day to be oimed al korban is siva, al atmidim v'al ha-musaf. So in this parasha, in Parashas Pinchas, after we have the mitzvah of kevesecha tasa baboikom, kevesecha tasa bein huarbayim, and then oleo hashleim kol hakorbonois kulam. And that is the mitzvah of hashlama. And Chazal teach us the very first korban every day in the morning is the tomid, and the very last korban every day in the evening, once again, is the tomid. And the pasuk says, oleo hashleim, kol korban is kulam. So we cannot bring any korban before tomid shel shachar, and we cannot bring any korban la'achar tomid shel bein huarbayim. And once again, the Ramban wonders why the Rambam does not include the mitzvah asay of hashlama, oleo hashleim, kol korban is kulam. Why doesn't the Rambam bring this in the list of mitzvot asay? So we learn from the pasuk, who oilo? Oilo reshoino, the very first korban is the korban oila, and the very last korban is oila satomi, tomi shel beinu arbayim, oleo hashleim, kol hakorbanos kulam. So the Rambam does not bring this as a mitzvah to say, and the Ramban, shechachas hu esin yud aleph, the Rambam fills in another mitzvah to say, which for some reason, according to the Rambam, the Rambam missed. And I'm in Chesosha, Masechet Psochem, I think it's Simen Samach. I wrote a lengthy discussion about the concept of Hashlama, Oleu Hashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kulam. And I argued that the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban is how do we define this halacha? Is it the specific din in Korban HaTomid? It's one of the details, one of the specifics of Korban HaTomid. It is Mehilchos HaTomid that the Tomid has to be the first and the last. Or Memelo, all the other Korbanos can be between Tomid and Tomid, Shachar and Bein Huarbayim. But essentially, it's the din of the Korban Tomid. Or no? Is there a general din in Korbanos that no Korban could be brought neither before the Tomid Shel Shachar nor after the Tomid Shel Bein Huarbayim? The Rambam's opinion is it's a din in Tomid. So it cannot be defined as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It is one of the many details of Korban Tomid. Each Korban has details. Where we perform the Shechita, Hazoas Adomim, Zrika Achas, Dalet Zrikas, what do we do with the Shirayim? Each Korban has many details. So one of the specific details of Korban Tomid is that the Korban is the first Korban, first korban every day, and the last korban every day. So that's not a separate mitzvah. It is one of the halachas of mitzvah satomid. According to the Ramban, no. Hashlama is a din in all the other korbanos. We can bring no korban before or after Tomid Shel Shachar, Tomid Shel Bein Huarbayim. And if it's a general din in korbanos, it is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. That is the machlokes Rambam and Ramban. So Tosfos in Masechet Yuma Chof Tes Amud Aleph, Tosfos is Mesupik. Is the din of Hashlama only lechatchila, or does it passel a korban even b'diyeved? So if a person was over on the mitzvah of Hashlama and he brought a korban la'achatum mishul beinu arbaim, is it posel or kosher? Yoytze lebeis asreifo, or we do as azdomim and aktora seiver, and maybe it's only a din of lechatchila. I think that proves it's a din in all the korbanos. If it's a din in tamid, it can't pass another korbanos. It's a din in tamid. How would it pass in another korban? The other korban is 100% kusha v'yusha. But if it's a din in korbanos, then that is a relevant question. Is it only lechatchila or even b'dievet? Because in kodshim sometimes we find shona olav hakosov la'akev. Not every din in kodshim in karbonis is miyakev b'dievet. But if the entire din is a din in korban tomid, goes without saying, how would it pass olav hakarbonis? So Tosfos clearly seems to feel it's a din in karbonis, and that is the way I understand the Ramban, contrary to the Rambam. And that is why in the Rambam we do not find that a korban is posel if it was brought before Tumit Shel Shachar, Tumit Shel Beinu Arayim. Because the way I understand the Rambam, these are dinim in tamid, so they wouldn't posel any other korban. Another raya that we might bring is Tosfos that we find in Beit Zedal Adumet Beis, and once again in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Amud Beis, Tosfos says, B'di'eved, if we didn't bring the Musaf, we could bring the Musaf la'achar tomet shel beinu arbaim, as long as it's not the Shkia yet. Even though we brought tomet shel beinu arbaim. And why is that? The Musaf is a mitzvah say the Rabim, and a mitzvah the Rabim is doich a mitzvah di yochid. So Hashlom is a mitzvah di yochid. If it's a din in tomid, it's not a mitzvah di yochid, because tomid is a korban tzibur. So how could Hashlom be a mitzvah di yochid? So why would the Musaf override Hashlama? Because the Musaf is a mitzvah derabim. If Hashlama is a din in Tomet, it's also a mitzvah derabim. If it's a din in Korbonos, can it be defined a mitzvah derabim? Because it applies to Korbonos Yochid as well. But I don't think there's any raya from Tosfos. I think the importance and the chumra of a mitzvah derabim is only relevant to mitzvahs asei. So Korban Musaf is a mitzvah asei b'kum v'asei. Hashlom is not kum v'asei. And the chumrah of a mitzvah derabim is only by a mitzvah of kum v'asei, like Korban HaMusaf. That is my feeling. So if you don't have the tamid, we don't have shnei kvosim, could we still bring other korbanis? Korban es yochid, for instance. So if it's a din in korbanos, then if you don't have the tamid, can't bring other korbanos. If it's a din in tamid, the tamid has to be first and tamid has to be last. But if you don't have the tamid at all, there's no reason not to bring other korbanos. It's a beferesh gemara, erech in yudalef amid beis, the story of Shavosa betamis. It's already tamis, and next week, Sunday, is Shavosa Betamiz. Shavosa Betamiz botlo atmidim. Because Yerushalayim was in siege, and they didn't have any animals. So after Shavosa Betamiz, they no longer brought the korban tamid. But the Gemara still says in Erech in Yud Aleph in the base that individuals brought Oilus Nedorah, and there was still Makrav korban as yochid. Does that prove that Hashlama is a din in tamid? If it's a din in all the other karbonis, you must bring karbonis ben shnei atmidim. And if there are no atmidim, how could they bring karbonis yochid? There's another gemara that proves that you could bring the musaf even if you did not bring the tamid, and that is menoches mem tes omed aleph. The gemara is mesupik, if we only have one animal, one keves, what comes first, musaf or tamid? In the conclusion, the Gemara concludes that Tomid comes first because Todi Vishayini Todi Todi Koidim. The Musaf is once a week. The Tomid is every day. But if not the din of Todi, v'she'enoi Todi, Todi koidim, there would be a tzad that you prefer the Musaf and you bring the Musaf even though you don't have the Tomid. So would that prove that Ashlame is a din in Korban Tomid? No. Even if we would suggest and assume that it's a din kloli in all the other karbonis, there would be still two different ways to define the mitzvah of Ashlama. One formula would be all the karbonis need to be brought bein shnei atmidim. If that would be the definition, if you don't have atmidim, can't bring any karbonis. Because all the karbonis need to be bein shnei atmidim, like a sandwich. Tomer on top, tomer on the bottom, all the others in between. But that is not really the only formula. We could formulate this then in a different way and say, it's not a din in korban tomid, it's a din in all the karbonis. But it is more like a lotas and not like an assay. You cannot bring any korban before tomid shel shachar, you cannot bring any korban la'achar tomid shel beinu arbaim. But if you don't bring tomidim, then there is no limitation, no reason not to bring other karbonis. We're not being makrav a korban before tomid shel shachar, nor are we makrav a korban la'achar tomid shel beinu arbaim. So the fact that we did bring other karbonis, even when we no longer brought the tomid, li'achar shavos abetamis, does not prove that Ashlama is a din in tomid and not a din in the other karbonis. Coming back to the machloikis Rambam and Ramban in the way I explained. Rashi and Tosfos and various sources in Shas. Rashi Psochem Nun Ches Omid Beis Yum Lamed Gimel Omid Beis Tosfos Yum Chof Tes Omid Aleph. Rashi and Tosfos both maintain that the din of Ashlama, that you can't bring a korban before Tomid Shel Shachar, nor could you bring a korban Yachad Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim, refers only to Aktoros Aweimarim, not to Shchita. Shchita is not the problem. You could check the korban before Tomid Shel Shachar. But you can't be maktir al gabe mizbeach only liachat tomid shel shachar and before tomid shel beinu arbaim. So the pasuk in Parshas Tzav is interesting. Vo'esh al mizbeach tukat boi loisich ben. O biar oleo akoyen etzem baboiko baboiko. Vo'orach oleo ho oilo vehikter oleo chelbei hashlomi. Why regarding the oila, the pasuk says va'orach oleo ho oila, and regarding the shlomim, vehiktir oleo chelbei hashlom. Another pasuk that is in Parshas Vayikra, not in Parshas Tzav. Vektiru oisol alo oilo, asher alo oitzim, asher alo oish, ishei. Reach Nechoyach Nashem. This pasuk refers to all the other karbonis, primarily the Musaf. Vektiru oisoi aloilo, asher aloitzim, asher aloish. The pasuk seems to indicate that the oilo, which is the tomid, oilas tomid shel shachar, is considered part of the marocha. It's part of the marocha. You know what the marocha is? The marocha is where the fire on the mizbeach burns. So just like we need eitzim for the marocha, the avarim, the meat, the flesh of the korban oila, part of the marocha. And that's why the pasuk says, v'orach oleo ho oilo, v'hiktir oleo chelbei hashlomim. The oila is not defined as aktora, but rather v'orach oleo oila, v'hikter oleo chel b'yashlamim. And that is why, referring to other karbonis, the pasuk says, v'hikter oisoi alo oila, asher alo eish, asher alo eitzim, asher alo mizbeach, ishe reach nichoyach l'shem. That's a chiddush of the Migdash David. So let me tell you about the Migdash David. The Migdash David was a young Ilui in Poland. His name was Rav David Rappaport. And when the Kollel Kochim was established in Slobodka by the Psal Salantar, he was one of the first volunteers. And he left his home in Krakow. His wife stayed home, and he was 4 years in Slobodka, learning in Kollel Kochim, like Rebbe Kiva, 1,500 years earlier. But Rebbe Kiva left his home for 12 years. David Papaport just 4 years. And in those 4 years, he wrote two magnificent svarim, Migdash David An Zroim and Migdash David An Kochim, because the Kollel was a Kollel Kochim. One of the most choshev svarim on Kochim is the Migdash David from Rebbe David Rappaport. So I heard a story regarding Rebbe David Rappaport. So we rented a little apartment in Slobodka, just like a lot of American Bochum do in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not very happy about it, but those are the facts of life. So we rented an apartment, and with his maskio, you know, they made up a price. After the first month, the maskio says, I want a double price. You need to pay twice the price. And he says, why is that? So the landlord said, because I've been looking after you, and the light, you know, your lights are on all night, so you don't sleep. So that's double wear and tear, he said. Do you have guys coming to spend the nights in your house? You know, you never put out the lights. That was the David Rappaport. Never put out the lights. Yoyim v'layla lo yishboisav, o gitzu b'yoyim v'layla. So in Migdash David, Siman Hei, he speaks about the concept of Korb Moilip, and he says that the Eivere Hu'oila should be on the Eitzim without any hefsik. And he explains the Rambam. It's a Gevaldig Diyuk in Rambam. So Rambam Perek Beis, Aloha Hei Tamidin HaMesofen, the Rambam says, every morning. So the Eivarim Upidorim that were on the Mizbeach all night from the Korbonis of the previous day are shoved aside, Bitzad HaMarocha, and then the Korb Moira, Tumet Shel Shachar, is put on the Eish and the Eitzim. Why? Why do we need remove the leftovers from yesterday? Because the oila is aloila, asher aloishim, aloitzim, asher aloish, asher aloitzim. And the oila is defined as is, as if part of the maroch. And that is why we move aside the avarim of yesterday's karbonis, and we make place for the oila, today's oila, because that needs to be alu etzim without a hefsek. Maybe that is the concept of the oila needs to be the very first korban in the morning, because all the other korbanos, primarily aktora, Rashi and Tosha say, this din refers only to aktora, not to shchita, not to kabbalah, not to avodas adam, only aktora, because the oila is part of the maroch. That would be my feeling. But if that is the vort, then Tomei Shel Shachar has nothing to do with Tomei Shel Beinu Arbaim, and the two different halachas. And essentially they are two different halachas. Because Oleu Hashlem Kol HaKarbonos Kulon refers only to the Tomei Shel Beinu Arbaim, and that is called Hashlama. That's Hashlomes Uavoida. The fact that the oila needs to be the first korm every day in the morning, we learn from another posak. Hu oila, the hay. Ho oila, oila, reshaina. Those are actually two different halachas. So everything we discussed up to this point refers to the tomi. Let's speak a few minutes about the musaf, not the tomi, because tmida and musafin are the two korban and sivah that we bring on a steady basis. Tomi every day, and musaf, yom tov, and reshloidish. So regarding the Masafin, we find the Machlokes Halachas Gedolos and Rambam. The Halachas Gedolos has a different structure. The Rambam splits the number of Taryag into two sections, Mrs. Asay, Mrs. Lo Taaseh. Sefer HaChinuch does not differentiate. He goes from Bereshis to Le'enei Kol Yisrael in chronological order. Lefi Parshiyos HaTorah. That's the Chinuch. The Rambam and the Smag divide the mitzvahs into two different sections, Mitzvahs Aseh and Mitzvahs Lo Taaseh. The Bahag and some others divide the mitzvahs into Mitzvahs HaMetolos HaYochid, mitzvahs hamesuras letzibur. So the halachas gedolos, mitzvahs hamesuras letzibur, mitzvah aleph, gives one slot to all the musafim. The musafim of Sholosh Hagalim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. The Bahag includes them all in one mitzvah. The Rambam, mitzvahs say Mem Aleph through Nun Aleph, 11 mitzvahs are dedicated to the musafim. Each musaf is a mitzvah bifnei atzma in the minyan of the Rambam. How do we define their machlokes? Once again, in my opinion, just a question of numbers and methodology of Sefer HaMitzvos. But I would say maybe it's a different approach in defining Korban Musaf. Is the Musaf one of the Hilchas HaMoyed? One of the Halachas of every Yom Tov? So every Yom Tov, and Shabbos included, every one of the Yom HaMekdoshim of the Holy Days has various halachas. So Shabbos has Shvisim HaMalacha, Kedusha V'Avdalta, and Korban Musaf. Pesach has Sepiyasiyas Messiah, Matzah, Moror, and Korban Musaf. And the Korban Musaf is one of the mitzvahs Hayoim. Or do we say no? Korbonis are Korbonis. Each korban has a different time, but the time is just one of the details of the korban. The Halachas Gedolos maintains the korban is not mitzvah sachag. The korban is a korban. The various different days, Yom Tovim, are just the time when you bring this korban. One of the details, one of the halachas of the korban. And therefore, according to Halachos Gedolos, all the Musafim are one mitzvah. And that is Korban and Musaf. Each Musaf has a different time, but those are details. Those are specifics. The Rambam explains his Shitta in Shoresh Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet Shloshim, that introduced the Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Rambam says that the Musaf is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, kamo sheshvisem hamalocha mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Shvisim Pesach is a separate mitzvah. Shvisim Sukkot is a separate mitzvah. Shvisim Shabbos is a separate mitzvah. So the korbanos are also defined as separate mitzvahs. So the Rambam feels that the korbanos are mitzvahs ayoyim. According to the Halachas Gedolos, korbanos are korbanos. Korbanos are korbanos. And the zman of musafim are Yom Tovim and Shabbosim. But essentially, that is the mitzvah of the korbanos. So that is the way I would understand the Machlokes Rambam and Bahag. And this brings us to the last comment of today's year. The various different korbanos are enumerated twice in Torah's Moshe, Parshas Pinchas and Parshas Emor. And that's uncommon. Many mitzvahs we find again in Mishneh Torah, because Mishneh Torah kishmoy kenhu, in a way it's a summary. So there are many mitzvahs we find in the first four chamashim, and we find them again in Mishneh Torah. But this mitzvah is in Chumash Bamidbar and in Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas. And that is somewhat strange. However, when we closely examine these two parshas, we do find some interesting differences. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is not in Parshas Emor, only in Parshas Pinchas. And in Parshas Emor, you have the Tmidin and Musafan of Shabbos, Sholosh Hagalim. Rosh Chodesh is not in Parshas Emor, only in Parshas Pinchas. And it is only in Parshas Pinchas that we find all the details of Korbanos. Parshas Emor, just the Korbanos, without their specifics. So my feeling is Parshas Emor is Parshas HaMoyadim VeKorbaneihem. Pinchas is Parshas HaKorbanos UMoyadeihem. Pinchas is Parshas HaKorbanos VeZmaneihem. And that is why all the Korbanos must be in Parshas Pinchas. because that is the parsha of Karbonis Moedein, and that is why Soish Rosh Chodesh is in Parshas Pinchas, not in Emor. Emor is Parshas HaMoyadim. The Shchodesh is not really a Moyed. So there's a Gemara in Eichin Daf Yud, the Shchodesh Ikrei Moyed, but there is no Issa Malacha. There is no Kiddush HaSayim. There's not even a mitzvah of Simcha in Rosh Chodesh. So in the Parshas HaMoyadim VeKorbaneihem, the Shchodesh doesn't fit in. So in Parshas Emor, we don't have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Parshas Pinchas is the Parsha of Korbonois Umoyadeim, and that is why only in Parshas Pinchas do we find all the protein of the Korbonois, and in Parshas Pinchas we have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh as well, because that is the way, that's my Agdoro. Emor is Parshas Amoyadim V'Korbonayim, while Pinchas is Parshas HaKorbonois Umoyadeim. So we discussed the mitzvah of Tmidin v'musofen, Korban Sibo. But this week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas, and we cannot ignore the central story of Kinas Pinchas. Haboy l'alam es kelo ampoigen boy. And Pinchas was the only one to rise to the challenge. And the Gemara said in Pe'alav says, Haboy l'ishol ein moiren loy. It's not obligatory. It's not a chiyuv. But it's a schus of Kinas Hashem Tzavois to be Moicha and Chilu Shem Shemayim. So when Pinchas rose to the challenge, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Pe'alav, Bikshu Malachi Ashores L'dochvoi. Angels wanted to push him aside, shove him away. Omer Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Anichu Loi. Kanai Ben Kanayu, Meishav Chemo Ben Meishav Chemo. So why did the Malachim want to push him away? Why? And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervene? And he said, Kanai ben Kanayu, Meshav Chemo ben Meshav Chemo. Another question is, Rashi brings, it's a Medrash and a Gemara and Sanhedrin. Why does the Pasuk say, Pinchas ben Alozo ben Aharon HaKohen? Lefi she'oyu ha'shvoti mevazen oisoi, va'oimrim. Haraitem ben puti zeshe pitam avi yemei agolam lavoidezora vahorach vahorag nasi shevet bi Yisrael. Did you see this person, his grandfather, was an idol worshipper, and he has the chutzpah to kill and nasi shevet bi Yisrael? Lefichach ba kosu v'yichsoi achrei aharoi. Why? And why do we need to relate to nonsense? Why is it relevant that his grandfather Pitam Avi Imoy Agoram Abadesor? Avois Ochlu Boiso Vishine Bonim Tikheno. Why would that be relevant? That's ridiculous. That's stupid talk. So why does the Pasuk need to relate to that? Lafiroch Bokos Avihsoy Acharehara. My feeling is the Shvotim said something and it wasn't stupid talk. The essence of kanois must be racham. And there is no chashivas to kanois if it has a shemitz, a drop of kas. An angry kanai is not a positive kanai. So Rashi and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Pe'alav, Aboy l'Rav is kanoen poigen boy. Rashi says, kanoen bnei odam haksherim. Hamekanim kines Hashem. And there's an interesting tshuva in Eges Moshe that Rav Moshe wrote to his son-in-law, Rav Shizgal, Rav Elie Moshe Shizgal, who was a great Talmud Chacham, passed away very young during the lifetime of Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe writes a tshuva to him, and he asks, does Rashi really mean to say that this is a condition, kanu and poigim boy, only bnei odam aksherim? Is that a condition? You're not entitled to kill a boy l'ramis only if you're an Adam kosher. And Rav Moshe says, of course, that's the din. Rashi defines kanoam poigim boy bnei odam aksher. There's a chidush haran. So the Gemara says, everybody saw this awful act and chilul Hashem between Cosby and Zimri, and everybody stood back in shock. And Pinchas approached Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, didn't you teach us about a Ramaskin on Pergaboy? And Moshe says, go ahead. Karyana di Garta, Iulehevi Parvanka. And Rashi says, you ask the question, you take the initiative. Go. The Ran says that Pinchas actually asks Moshe, am I fitting to be a Kanai? Ha'im ani ra'ui lokach. So the Ran clearly says, not everybody is entitled to be a Kanai. And Pinchas asks Moshe, am I fitting? Am I entitled? Am I defined as the Odom Kosher? And Moshe says, Ein Odom Ra'ui Mimcho. So, what do you need to have to be Ra'ui? And I say, Kanos must come from pure intentions. No anger, no kas, no vengeance. And Yekovana needs to be L'chaper al b'nei Yisrael. And that is why the Pusik says, Pinchas ben Aloz ben Arkoid, His intention was pure. So the Malachim, in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, we learn, Malachim are not aware of Machshavos B'nei Adam. They are not Boichanei Kaloyes V'Leiv. So the Malachim were unsure, is Pinchas Ra'ui? Are his intentions pure? Is he an angry man? Or a man of compassion and love? And that's the essence of Kanois. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hanichu lo, Kanai ben Kanayu, but he is also Meshev Chaimo ben Meshev Chaimo. So the Shavuotim argued, Avim al pitam agolem l'avoyda zora. Avoyda zora and Kaas have something in common. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Kufei says, Ameshava kelem b'chamosoi, Yehye be'enecho ko'oived avoyda zora. So obviously, Avodah Zorah and Kaas have something in common. The Zohar is even more explicit. Zohar Chelek Aleph, Bereishis, Daf Chav Zayin, Kol HaKoyes, Kilo Oivid Avodah Zorah. So the Shvotim, downrated Pinchas, and they said, it's in his genes. He's an angry fellow. His grandfather, Pitam HaGolem, Avodah Zorah. Kol HaKoyes Ke'ilu Oyved Avoyde Zora. This is something I didn't plan.
I'll do it right now.
So the Shvotim said, put it on, I think it's Kol HaKoyes. So Pitam Aviyim Aya Golam Avodah Zarah V'Horah V'Horah Nasi Shevet B'Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right, it's in his genes, but you confused his two Zaydis. It's not that one, it's the other one. Pinchas ben Aloza ben Aaron HaKoyin Oyev Sholem Roidev Sholem Oyev Esabriyas U'Mekayim HaTorah. That's Pinchas's personality. Those are his genes. You're right. It's all about genetics, Kodesh Baruch Hu says. But don't confuse those two Zaydas. That's the other one. So the Pusik says, Pinchas ben Aloza ben Aaron HaKoyin. Who is Aaron HaKoyin? Oyev Sholem, Roidev Sholem, Oyev Zavriyas, and Mekadz HaTorah. And those are the traits with which Pinchas, look, Achroimach B'yodoi. And the kenos of Pinchas was a kenos of compassion, of love for Klal Yisrael. And his sole intention was, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Malach HaShos, Hanichu lo, Kanai ben Kanayu, Meshevchem o ben Meshevchem. So I always understood an interesting Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof, and my feeling is Torah Semes, what I just say now. Omer Rav Papa L'Abaye, and in many sources in Shas, Rav Papa asked Abaye questions. Omelet of Papa Rabbaya, Maishnu Rishoinim de Srachesh Lehunisa, Va'anan Lo Srachesh Lanisa. Our forefathers, they had miracles performed for them. We don't see any miracles, the Papa says. Why? Is it because they were greater Talmidei Chachamim than we? I don't think so. Rav Papa says we are more learned than they were, and he proves it. And Abaye responds, Rishonim demasra nafshahu akedushas Hashem, Sarach Eshlonisa. They had Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We lack Mesiris Nefesh, and that is why we don't experience miracles. And Abaye gives an example. He gives an example. Rav Ada Barahava. Rav Ada Barahava hava ka'ozal bishukar. Chozo isho dahava revisha karabalta. Rav Ada Barahava was once going in the street and he saw a woman dressed in a striking red dress. It wasn't senua, it wasn't modest. Kora karabalta me'aleah. He approached her and tore that beggar to shreds. And people told him, Rav Ada, you're out of your mind. She isn't Jewish. What do you want from her? She's a Gentile. What do you start up with a goyish woman? And he's taken aback. And he asks her, what's your name? She says, my name is Mosan. So he says, Mosan, Mosan. Mosan is 200. Mosan is 400. And he gives her $400. And if Papa brings Rav Ada Barahava as an example of a Mesiras Nefesh, it was very embarrassing. He's a gadol hador. To start up with a lady in the middle of the street, it doesn't seem sane. But that's Mesiras Nefesh. So I ask, so why does the Gemara need to bring the second part of the story? So they told her she's not Jewish. And he asked her, what's her name? And she said, Mosan, and he gave her $400. Why is that relevant? Why is that part of the story relevant? And I say, of course it's relevant. That's the Iker story. Because the Vada Barahava is a kanui. But we need to know, what type of a guy is he? So, you know, maybe he argued with his wife in the morning before he left the shul. He punched the gabbai because he didn't give him shlishi. You know, he made a fuss because somebody else said Kaddish Yosem. And then he goes out in the street and he starts with a lady in the middle of the street just because he doesn't like her dress. That's not much of a tzidkus. So we need to know, who is this Rav Ada Barahava? So when it was made aware to him that she's not Jewish, well, many people I know would say, so it's a guy in the red. You know, many people I know would say, she's not Jewish, then let it be. They would run away. Chapsim. You know, they would run away. But Rav Ada says, I offended a lady for nothing. I mean, she doesn't have mitzvahs. She's not one of us. And he wants to apologize. He asks her, what's your name? Al tar b'sicha mishu amro. B'ishto yomro, kal v'choy me b'ishu secherim. B'bas yisol amro, kal v'choy me b'nochriyo. B'ishu seyochet amro, kal v'choy me b'ishu seram. It's not appropriate, the good lador asks a lady, what's your name? Especially an angry lady. And she says, Mosar. So most people I know would say, where did you buy this dress? How long have you been wearing it? Let's go to a shamai. How much did it cost you? I mean, you bought it 3 years ago. Probably the price is not the same. He says, what's your name? Mosan. So I'll pay you double. And he pays her 400 shekel. That's Rav Ada Barahava. He's not an angry one. But when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, to Melchemes Hadas, that's the real kanoas. Those are the kanoim that are zoichet to nisim. Those are the people that masru nafshah v'kedushas Hashem v'esrachash lo nisim. So the Yerushalmi at the end of Tanis, Rav Ada Barahava was marech yomim, and they asked him, "B'meh herachtu yomim?" And he says, "Miyomai lo yekpadeti b'toich beis." I was never angry at my family. Never. Probably he had 10 kids. I don't know. We don't find anything immoral. Probably had a big family, like all good Jews. And I never said a harsh word to my wife, to any of my children. That's Rav Ada Barahava. But when he needs to be moichal kvod shemayim, he has no boundaries. And when it comes aware to him that she's not Jewish, he'll go out of his way and do everything to appease her, and to apologize, and to compensate her. That's the real kanui, and that was Pinchas. Lefichach bo akosa v'yichzer achrei aharon. Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKoyen. It's not the other one. It has nothing to do with kol hakoyes kilvoy v'davay d'zorah. Rav Avad bar Avi didn't even know what kas is. Miyom ha'lo yekpadati b'toich beisi. Those are the real kanoim. So it's not easy to be a kanai. So I say towards all those people that block our streets every other day and they throw rocks and they burn bashkei ashba. They need to make a real cheshbon nefesh. Where does that kanoas come from? Does it come from Ava? Does it come from Chema? So it's not so easy to be a kanai. And that was the kin of Pinchas, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu was made. Kanai ben kanayu. Meshev Chema ben Meshev Chema. And that is why we daven every Yom Tzon and we say, Rachmono it kalan, kina usay the Pinchas kano. So Kodesh Baruch Hu should remember for us, kinas Pinchas, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu yerachem aleinu, val pleitas veisofreinu. So we are approaching the 3 weeks, which are Yamei Avelis of Chorban Beis Midrashenu v'Sifateinu, and our next year would be Gimel Av. So we should be Zoycha Tzoyim Aravivet, Tzoyim Achamishi, Tzoyim Ashvivet, Tzoyim Asiri. Yehula Beis Yehuda, L'Sosoin U'L'Simcho U'L'Moyadim Toivim B'Meiro V'Yomeinu.
Amen. Gimel Av, Dalet.